Hey, it's Tony Bruschi along with Jenny and Carol Hughes inviting you to come check out our brand new podcast, Office Horror Stories.
You don't get a fart in my presence. It doesn't leave it.
When I pick up a cup, I try to take a sip. It's Greg's chew. Like, spit take right into the screen.
Gross.
I know. You can't unhear that.
It's a show jam-packed with stories of crazy bosses, insane coworkers, and workplaces from hell.
I'm seriously getting in trouble right now for being a hard worker.
Pick your ear, nose, rub your eye that clearly probably is pink eye. Here, let me handle those apples for you.
So not only is it gross that you're getting bacteria onto the money, but you're getting bacteria up into something else.
And the best part, you're invited to share your workplace nightmare or office horror story as well. Just search Office Horror Stories wherever you download podcasts, click subscribe, and start binging away now.
You know, I'm single, and then I listen to stories like that, and I'm like, that person found someone.
What? You've been carrying on a not-so-discreet affair with one of the day shift supervisors and had skipped town with her and literally thousands of dollars of client money that had been earmarked for employee incentives.
I wish I had a kid. Because if I had a kid, I could call in sick a lot, I could leave early a lot, and not saying,
you know,
that they were making it up. But yes, I have worked with people who made that shift.
Our brand new podcast, Office Horror Stories. New episodes weekly, available wherever you download podcasts.
Hey guys, it's Ozzy from South Central LA. I was just listening to your podcast and I remembered something. Probably by far one of the creepiest encounters that I've had, and I actually left a physical mark. I was about 15 years old. I was sleeping in my living room during a summer hot night. I woke up and I was watching myself sleep from my own ceiling. I could see this old, cripply corpse crippling towards me. And I'm stuck on my ceiling watching it all happen. I couldn't. I tried yelling. I tried moving. I tried waking myself up, and nothing worked. This corpse is just slowly coming, making its way towards me. And it makes it to the end of my bed, grabs me by my ankles, and pulls me slowly, knee far, off the bed, and I woke up. When I woke up, my arms were upward. My covers were moved in a way like I was dragged, and I was knee far off my bed. I had this weird tingling feeling around my ankles, and 3 days later, I have bruises on my ankles.
Nightmares that become reality, or were a reality the whole time. Yeah. I can't imagine going through that and the reality that would hit you, realizing that, oh my gosh, this isn't just something that you hear about in the movies or something you dreamt and can easily write off as a bad nightmare. But no, there's physical confirmation that what you just experienced with the paranormal was very, very real. On today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online, we have several stories of people finding that confirmation that their interactions with the dead are just that. Very, very real. Not stuff of imagination, not stuff of paranoia or nightmares, but stuff of reality. We're going to hear about a story of someone who is surrounded by ghosts their entire life, coming to grips and accepting that fact that they are, in fact, seeing the dead. Did they find a way to make them stay on their side of the dimensional plane? Also, one person discovers that they have the ability to see and understand the dead as well. But how do they come to terms with this newfound ability? Also, moving, it can be scary enough, but add a touch of the paranormal into this new home experience, you get a recipe for terror. You can find out how one person copes with discovering their new place is very haunted. From Real Ghost Stories Online, this is EPP bonus episode number 273. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us. What do you do when you have paranormal experiences that don't go away? And you don't know how to make them go away. They just simply kind of become part of life, part of the norm. Do you find peace with it? Do you just accept it and go on with life, knowing that this is just what it is? This is the best it gets. Or do you find a way to try and make it stop? What if the surroundings that you find yourself in seem to be the catalyst of the experiences, and you can't get out of those surroundings? That seems to be what happens in our next story. One listener, plagued by paranormal entities, paranormal beings that have a desire to not only affect the environment, but also affect the emotions of this individual as they go through daily life. Take a listen. This is the story that haunts me to this very day. Quick backstory, my family is Buddhist, and around the age of 7 or 8, my mom told me there was a spirit that lived in the tree in front of my house. Now, being exposed to this pretty young, it opened a whole new world for me that I now know is there. I didn't put much thought into it until later in life. Plus, that spirit didn't show itself or do anything to me. So out of sight, out of mind. Here we go. It's my 18th birthday, and I'm with my friend that's driving me to a party. Let's call him Frank. Before we head over there, we make a quick stop to his house to grab something. When we get back to his car, his iPod is unplugged from the USB cord, and he asks me, "Why did you unplug it?" I tell him I didn't touch a thing, and why would I? As he always leaves it plugged in. We're also in and out for a quick 2 minutes anyway, so no need to unplug the iPod. We shrug it off, and I connect my phone to the Bluetooth to play some music, and right as it starts, the music is distorted with deep voices, just as if it was slowed down. We change the song a couple of times, and every time, the same thing for every song. Same tune, the same voices. We ended up listening to the radio. We were creeped out, but shrugged it off eventually. Towards the end of the night, it's around 1 a.m., Frank and I was playing an online game with each other at our own homes. Suddenly, my game freezes, and I thought it was just on my end, as I was playing on a MacBook. So I text him to tell him the game froze. He replies that the same thing happened to him. So now I thought, okay, it's the game's fault. We waited and waited for it to continue again, but nope. It ended up being that both of our internets had crashed. A reminder that we are at separate houses, cities away from each other. So I tell him, whatever, I'm just going to hit the bed. As I'm trying to sleep, I can slightly hear our grandfather clock ringing and ringing as if it was a certain hour. The most it would ring would be 12 times, but it kept on going and going. I laid facing the wall, my back is towards the door, and I start feeling that someone is immensely staring at me. It got so uncomfortable that I tried to turn around to catch who it was and to scream out for my mom at the same time. Right as I'm turning towards the door, a dark figure 6 feet plus from the edge of my bed jumps on top of me and starts choking me. I'm scared to look directly at it. I can see another dark figure leaning on my door with an expression of, gotcha, kind of like he was the leader. And the thing choking me was his minion or bodyguard. I'm screaming for help, but all that came out was mumbles. It felt as if my lips were stitched together. I turn the other way to see the wall. I'm wailing my arms, trying to hit the wall and the bed as hard as I can to make any type of noise to get someone's attention. But I couldn't even get close to the wall, and the bed was just a giant marshmallow when I slammed onto it. I eventually gave up, kept my eyes closed, and just hoped it would go away. Still feeling its hands around my neck. Eventually, it did after a minute or so. I ran to my mom's room and told her everything. As we're in the living room, I can still hear the grandfather clock ringing and ringing. It's right in front of us, and my mom tells me she doesn't hear a thing. Then she assures me that what just happened was a nightmare. The next morning, I check my phone and I have a missed call at 3:15 a.m. from a number with the number 666 in the digits. I wish I still had that phone to show you. I tell and show my friends what happened and made them promise me that none of them prank called me. They all said no. And these are friends that I trust. Plus, I don't know how they would prank call changing a phone number. Now, Frank said he had the same thing happen to him that same night, but it was a little girl that tried to choke him instead. We're all baffled now, and I'm still shaking from what's happening just thinking about it. My friends kept on telling me to call the number back, and eventually I gave in and called back, and just nothing, straight to voicemail. The inbox was full. That same day, when driving around with my friends, I got angry at the slightest things. I remember I was on the phone with another friend while my friend was driving, and he said something like, "Where does he want me to meet up?" And I got so pissed off at the simple question, I just wanted to break his window and throw my phone out of the car. I had no idea why I got so mad at a simple question. We finally met up with another friend, and they just kept joking around like, "You're just getting possessed, blah, blah, blah." I couldn't deal with it anymore, so I just went home for the rest of the day. I've never had any experiences like this ever. This was the first time. Now I can chalk it up to just sleep paralysis and a crazy coincidence that my friend had it the same night, but this next part is what made me have no doubt it was something much more than that. Fast forward a month or two later, I live in apartments and I live in apartment A. The tenants in apartment B recently moved out, so our landlord moved us back there so they can renovate the apartment A. We moved back in, and now apartment A is completely empty. They're tearing out the carpet, cabinets, counters, sinks, etc. Everything except the walls. Keep this in mind. Now, a week or so living in the new apartment, it was a school night, so I was home watching TV and texting my ex. She and I just started arguing, and she was the type to call when something was wrong. As I pick up the phone and walk out towards the street to not wake my family, Frank texts me asking me if everything is okay. I ignore his text, and I'm focused on the situation with my girlfriend. Side note, to get to any apartments in the back, the only way is from the driveway. We don't have any other walkway, and you have to go past apartment A, as it's in the front. So I'm on the street sidewalk, just ending my conversation with my ex. It's around 12 a.m., a summer night in Southern California. No winds, nothing. A dead quiet night. As I'm walking back and going past apartment A, the door slams shut with so much force, and I hear someone running away inside the house. I kid you not, I turned around and ran as fast as I could back out towards the street and across. Thinking of it now, I didn't even look out for the cars. I just wanted to get away from whatever the fuck was inside the house as fast and as far as I could. And that's where we're going to pause the preview portion of this week's EPP bonus episode to hear the full thing, become an extra podcast person, or we call them an EPP. You do that by going to ghostpodcast.com and signing up. It's only $5 a month. Or you can go to patreon.com/realghoststories and sign up there. $5 a month gets you access to all the bonus materials, brand new EPP bonus episodes every single week, access to our archive of more than 273 episodes. And advanced episodes of the show, too. You get all those commercial-free weeks before they're released. You're on top of all that. You get advanced options to buy tickets to our live events. So many more things. All their exclusive video content, ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories to support this program and keep it on the air. Thank you for your support.